Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Knesset has passed a law that could extend the area of the Jewish state to include the land of the Jewish settlements. That's the headline. In just a moment, Winky Medad joins me from Shiloh, a Jewish settlement in the heart of Israel, to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Could this then lead to annexation? And before you answer that question, define annexation for us and what that means as it applies to this particular law and the Jewish people in Judea and Samaria.
Well, Jimmy, you're talking to someone who works in the Menachem Begin Heritage Center, and as Menachem Begin said, one cannot annex your own country. But I would prefer the term extending Israeli sovereignty. Now, in our opinion, I'm saying, when I say our, I'm talking about especially those Jews who do reside across the Green Line in the territories of Judea and Samaria. This is the land that was promised not only by God, which is enough, but the League of Nations said that a Jewish national home in 1922 will arise and be reconstituted in the area between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River. So we have no problem with this at all. This is our country. Recently, in the past couple of decades, there's been a move to recognize something called a Palestinian people that never really existed before in history, and to give them a state. We argue that this is our land, and it should belong to us. We don't want to, however, usurp private property rights. And I want to make another point relating to what I previously said, because I don't want our audience to get mixed up. We're not taking away someone's building, house, field. It hasn't been planted. It hadn't been built on. It was fallow or completely left alone. That's why the mistakes were made. Because if you own property and I come and sit on it, within a week or two, a month at most, you're going to find out about it and go to the court. That's what everybody does in a regular country. This was not done. And so this law does solve one problem. And as you say, it can lead to the extension of Israel's full sovereignty, perhaps, as some people say, to Area C, in which the Palestinian Authority has no rights whatsoever. And we'll see what happens.
Winky Medad with that report from Shiloh in the center part of the state of Israel in Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, this land, Judea and Samaria, is the heartland of the Jewish settlements found in the center part of the Jewish state. God told the Jewish people in Ezekiel chapter 36 that this land, the land of their forefathers, would be given to them in the last days. The Lord confirmed that statement in Ezekiel chapter 34 when 18 times the Lord promised the Jewish people this land. The Lord's commitment is because when he made that statement, he swore on his holy name. That's Ezekiel 36 and verse 22. By the way, God always keeps his promises. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...